Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hawaii Governor David Ige speaks out about the false missile alert that panicked islanders on Saturday.
The U.S. president also reluctantly signed the waiver on nuclear sanctions for what he said.
The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters one person was responsible for that erroneous message. Hawaii described panic. They were in panic. Emergency alert came Saturday on television, radio, email, and by mobile devices. Just a week ago, Hawaii reinstated its Cold War-era alarm sirens amid growing fears of nuclear aggression by North Korea. South Koreans have suggested the formation of a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month. Potential landmark development in relations between the bitter rivals. The neighboring countries are expected to have further discussions about the proposal on Monday. Tunisia plans to increase aid for poor families by $70.3 million after nearly a week of protest over austerity measures. Several hundred protesters took to the streets in Sidi Bouzid, where then the 2011 uprising first began, and protesters in cities and towns across the country. This is VOA News.